Hello and welcome to the Notts Night podcast, where we celebrate the best places to drink in and around Nottingham. Now, our first episode was somewhat optimistic because we had hoped that by now we'd be able to be recording this inside a real pub. The lockdown, of course, put paid to that, but very soon we will at last be able to have a pint in a beer garden. Today, we are outside the Trip to Jerusalem, one of three Nottingham pubs that claims to be the city's oldest, and situated here at the bottom of the Castle Rock. It is ideally placed for an alfresco pint. The ability to reopen, though, will be determined by just how economical it is to run a pub on its beer garden alone. Just up the road from here, both the Castle and Fothergills will be welcoming customers back from April the 12th, but there's no word yet on what's happening with the nearby Crafty Crow or the Roundhouse. Both have outdoor areas, but they're significantly smaller. And a little further afield, we've not heard yet from the Star or the Crown in Beeston, both of which have substantial beer gardens. Now, even if you do manage to find a pub that's opening, like the Golden Fleece on Mansfield Road or the Cross Keys in town, securing a seat may itself be something of a challenge. Some of Castle Rock's pubs, like the Canal House in Nottingham and the Stratford Haven in West Bridgford, have teamed up with ticketing websites to make bookings. You'll sometimes be asked to pay a deposit, which converts into credit at the bar. And we don't think there's anything wrong with that. After all, with limited seating, it's only right that the pubs should be looking to maximise their takings and getting in as many punters as they safely can. Now, for the very latest listings of where is reopening and when, just head to knottsnight.com, where we're developing a handy list. And if you're involved in a Notts Night pub that hasn't yet provided us with your reopening plans, follow the link from knottsnight.com and get in touch. So we're back at Notts Night HQ, and time to reflect on what the past few months have shown. It's undoubtedly the case that the extension of furlough and business support schemes have warded off the danger of our pubs being lost forever, but it's by no means certain whether all of them will reopen by June the 21st. Landlords in some cases have still had to pay the rent. The business rate support scheme hasn't benefited everybody, and really, it's a case of waiting and seeing. We will be keeping a running total of which pubs are actually open at knottsnight.com. There is, however, something to look forward to a bit later in the year, with Nottingham Camera announcing that the Robin Hood Beer and Cider Festival will run this year from Wednesday the 13th to Saturday the 16th of October. And it has a new home, Trent Bridge Cricket Ground. For the past 2 years, pre-COVID, the event was held at the Motorpoint Arena. And it has to be said, I just don't think it had the same atmosphere as its previous home at the Castle. The release of tickets for this year's festival is on hold for now, just so the organisers can be confident that the event really is going ahead. But Trent Bridge really does look like a good choice. It's just a short walk from Nottingham Station, and of course has plenty of great pubs nearby for those who want to make a day of it. Between now and then, we have two significant dates: the 12th of April Beer Garden Day and the 17th of May, when pubs should be able to fully reopen. We'll be back soon with another edition of the Notts Night podcast. In the meantime, if you like what you've heard, please subscribe to Notts Night wherever you get your podcasts, and keep checking back for the very latest online at knottsnight.com.